Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Troy Rank from Denver 7 joins us, courtesy of Tranny Law. Did you hear this news about Mike Sullivan not coming back?
Yeah, I just heard that he's not returning. His contract is expiring, so they're not renewing his contract. That stinks. I think Mike's done a great job in a tough situation after they won the Super Bowl.
Dude, what's going on? Why? Down.
Well, I don't know. It literally is just happening just fine, in the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just all coming down in the last 5 minutes. You know, I'll try to, you know, dig into it more, but Mike has done a tremendous job. His job got much more difficult after the Super Bowl, trying to manage bigger contracts. But, yeah, it's an interesting move. I mean, he's been their salary cap guy since 2012 and had a remarkable career as both a college player and a player agent, well-respected in league circles. So we'll see where they go from here. But, Mike is not coming back.
I know you just said that you don't know why, so I'm going to ask you a different way why. Has there ever been, like, any sort of rumors about unhappiness between him, John Elway, whomever? I mean, this is like the last guy I would have thought of.
Yeah, no, he's always been at every game, road game, home game. You know, I'd see him in the press box, home games, road games. He'd be walking the sidelines before the game with Matt Russell and John Elway and that crew. The only issues I've ever heard about Mike was that he drove a hard bargain with agents. You know, I mean, he was a guy who would, you know, wouldn't blink in negotiations, would really drive a hard bargain. He was a former agent himself, so then he saw it from both sides. But I never heard of friction between he and John Elway regarding that. So, that, I mean, we'll see as they report it out if that's the issue or if they just decided it was time for a change, you know, after, 8 years?
Since
2012.
This tells me there are deals that he championed or ways to go about things that just didn't work out. That's how I...
Yeah, no question there's got to be issue. You know, is it the Flacco deal, the restructuring there? There could be he could look at a couple of deals to where maybe they're putting the onus on him. I don't, you know, it's always hard to tell on those contracts. How much is it negotiated by Elway or is it Mike then going to John? So, yeah, I mean, anytime some stuff fails, you can be blamed in football. I mean, that's just the way the professional sports work. But I just know from my own personal dealings with Mike Sullivan, a total pro, I mean, I can't imagine he won't bounce back on his feet somewhere because he's been around in the league basically for a better part of 2.5 decades.
Troy, Shelby Harris signed with Drew Rosenhaus, who has been known to sign a lot of high-profile clients. How do you think this changes his market value, especially after having one of his best seasons as a pro?
Well, I think it decreases the likelihood he returns to the Broncos because you don't hire Drew Rosenhaus to take the first deal offered. You hire Drew Rosenhaus to get the most money. And the most recent example of that is Brandon Marshall switched agents, and he got the most money from the Broncos. And he switched to Drew Rosenhaus because I asked him when it went down. He's like, Rosenhaus promised me he was going to get me this deal. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. I mean, he's got a, you know, stable of clients where he can certainly say that. And not, you know, a handful of months later, he did get him that deal. So Shelby Harris in changing to Rosenhaus is telling you he's looking to get the top dollar. And that might be in Denver. I would say, you know, it's a little less likely, but it just doesn't. And again, you have to remember with Harris, he's bounced around the league. He wasn't a high draft choice. So it makes sense for him. The window to earn in the NFL, as you and Tyler know, is so narrow. And he's coming off essentially a career season. It makes sense to hire Rosenhaus. It's not great news for the Broncos.
All right, baseball. Talk to us about your interactions with Nolan. Let us know what we should know here.
Yeah, I mean, you saw my Denver 7 story where he said specifically that Jeff Breidich has been disrespectful. He felt like he's been crossed too many times, that he just keeps his mouth shut and plays baseball. And he feels like the organization has disrespected him. And some people ask, well, how could they disrespect him? They gave him an 8-year, $260 million contract. The reason he signed, there's sometimes a perception with star players where the organization's like, well, we gave you this money, like you owe us. No, the player earned it. Nolan would have gotten that money from anyone. He's a top 10 player in the league. And I think that's where the relationship starts to get sideways. Especially when I covered the Rockies, they pay a star, the team starts to underperform, and then they go to the star and say, I want you to do more. I want, you know, and in baseball, as you know, D-Mac, it's a bunch of solo performances in a concert. So to go to a third baseman and say, you need to do more, which that was part of the confrontation at the end of the season, was Breidich, from my sources, saying, you need to do more in terms of off the field and leading and that. Well, Nolan is, I just hit 41 home runs, 120 plus RBIs, won another Gold Glove. He didn't tell me this, but I'm telling you, as I've seen this play out, position players are like, that's weird. I'm not in the bullpen. That's funny. I'm not a pitching coach. I'm not the one with a 7 ERA getting my ears boxed every night. All I do is go out and play, you know? So that's part of it. And Jeff Breidich honestly has a reputation in the industry and with those and several players I've dealt with and talked to about making everyone feel like they're beneath him. That's a problem. And you can say you don't need interpersonal skills. Well, at some point you do, and it has to be collaborative effort if you're going to reach your potential as a team. And if you have arrogance and you treat your employees poorly, whether they're making $260 million or minimum, eventually that comes to the surface. And that's what's happened with Nolan.
So are these red flags that say the Rockies should move on from Jeff Breidich?
Yeah, listen, if Mike Sullivan, you're going to pick one contract out and his contract doesn't get renewed, there's five of the Rockies. Shaw, McGee, Davis, Murphy, Desmond. Those are all on Jeff Breidich. That's another reason players get upset. If you blame the players for everything, then as a general manager who has arguably five of the worst, like 10 contracts in baseball right now, you have to fall on the sword once in a while. You can't take credit for all success, and then as soon as everyone fails, you blame the players. They feel that. So they won't. Their ownership's perspective on this has always been to support front office over players. I would suggest that Dick Monfort would want to get involved and try to smooth this relationship out. But honestly, usually when it's reached this point, as it did with Tulowitzki, they've passed the point of no return. I believe he will be traded. I just don't think it'll be soon. It'll be during the season.
Great stuff. We appreciate it. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, bud.
Yep, see you.
Troy Rank from Denver 7, courtesy of Tranny Law.
That was pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
That was strong.
Something to think about for the Rockies. Well, how about the melee with Kansas and Kansas State? Wasn't that fun? What should the consequences of that be? We'll get there next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.